You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
I'm the Geeky Dad, and I'm here with my little co-hosts,
Arietta
and Rayon.
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
And today we are going to review
Blue Beetle,
known as the ripoff Iron Spider.
Yeah, a little bit of ripoff of Iron Spider.
But still better.
Like, you mix Spider-Man with Green Lantern a little bit, and then you throw in a little bit of like
blue Iron Man.
Venom,
yeah,
because a symbiotic relationship,
yeah,
and then you throw in a little bit of Iron Man in there,
yeah.
So that's what you get. You get Blue Beetle, the most
coolest ever,
the most Marvel DC movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Next to probably Shazam.
But I also
said
something.
Oh,
because Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Says I'm Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I have something to say about Blue Beetle.
So, okay. Now, this is not the first time Blue Beetle has been in live action. Okay? Originally, Blue Beetle was in an episode of Smallville, okay?
Which one?
Probably the last season.
Also, there were
which
two
kind
different
of Blue Beetle?
The Blue Beetle.
There's which two. One?
Jaime Reyes.
He's old?
What? I mean, he's old.
Because Smallville's in the past.
Yes, it makes no sense. Why would Jaime meet Superman when he was a kid?
You'd think it'd be Ted Kord.
You know, and that show, they had Superman basically fight all of his villains and meet all of the Justice League before he even became Superman.
You met Diana?
Well, no, but
oh, okay.
The funny thing on that show, Lois Lane dresses up as Wonder Woman for Halloween.
But
she says she's an Amazon. Okay?
But
yeah.
But,
and Batman never showed up on that show. Okay? Batman was never on that show.
So Barry, huh?
And Barry was not on that show, by the way.
How?
He actually meets Impulse.
How about Hal Jordan?
Hal Jordan was not on the show, but he meets Cyborg. Okay? And he meets Aquaman.
He does not meet the Justice League.
He meets Mera. He makes his own subtle sort of like fake Justice League, but he becomes best friend with Green Arrow on
what?
That show.
Oh,
what? Okay. No, that's Green Arrow.
And like Lex Luthor and Green Arrow were like competing against each other because they're both rich guys.
They are rich guys.
Yeah, so
they compete against each other.
For some reason, they couldn't bring in Batman, so they had to bring in like Green Arrow, so Green Arrow took the place of Batman on that show. So he was kind of like, let's bring in the fake Batman on the show, and you know, whatever. Also, Black Canary was on that show, okay? And Green Arrow does not marry Black Canary. He instead marries, Clark's best friend, Chloe.
Okay? What?
And
guys.
And guess what? Lana Lang ends up marrying Lex Luthor. Okay?
Dies again.
Yeah. And then they get a divorce or something. And then also Zod is in the show.
So this is like some kind of soap opera or something?
Yeah. And Zod is in the show. And
I don't want to hear about this. What happened to Blue Beetle?
And then also what do you call it? Jimmy gets killed.
What happened to Blue Beetle?
Dies again for the third time.
But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? You find out that wasn't really the real Jimmy. That was Jimmy's older brother, who also is named Jimmy. And you find out he has another brother named Jimmy.
Bro, literally a soap opera.
So guess what? Guess what? Guess what? So
what happened to Blue Beetle?
Lex Luthor kills his own father. Okay.
Oh my god. And then it's Kylo Ren.
And then like there's also Bizarro on that show. And then Mr. Plick is on that show. And who else? Toy Man is on that show. Supergirl's on that show also.
Dies for the fourth time.
Supergirl's on that show. And then Booster Gold's on that show.
Booster.
And Hawkman shows up on that show. Dr. Fate shows up on that show. Who else?
Everyone, we need to stop and go back on course.
Okay, so...
Why does he meet Jaime Reyes?
It takes 10 seasons for him to wear the suit, and only for like the 1 second of the last episode.
Dies for the fifth time.
Oh yeah, Darkseid is on that show too. But he's like a smoke monster thingy.
What?
Yeah.
Dies for the sixth time.
Okay. I am a smoke monster.
Right.
My name's Darkseid.
Yeah. Smoke monster. So in the last episode... Darkseid's planet is gonna collide with Earth.
Apocalypse.
Yeah. So like, Superman pushes it back into space.
Why is he not coming on?
Okay. Right. So okay, back to the episode with Jaime Reyes. He's a kid. He finds an alien artifact, and it gets stuck.
About Jaime Reyes.
Yeah. Also, Booster Gold is in this episode for some reason. I don't know why, but
it goes in his back,
and he turns into like
A spider.
No, he turns into like a bootleg Power Ranger villain looking thing.
Go Power Rangers.
Yeah, it looks very cheap compared to the one we see in the movie, but it was good for the time. It was pretty good for the time that it was on.
Go Power Rangers.
Back to the movie. Back to the movie. So, you guys, we're going to be talking spoilers on this show.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Warning.
Now, there's a lot of Easter eggs in this movie.
Yes.
What did you see?
He went to Gotham Law.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he studied in Gotham, right?
Yeah.
Not Gotham.
They also mentioned Superman. They mentioned Batman.
I'm Batman.
What else? Also,
Aquaman.
Aquaman!
Also,
Wonder Woman, though.
Green Lantern!
No, duh.
No.
Green Arrow!
At the end, no, they didn't.
The old Blue Beetle.
Yes, we saw the old Blue Beetles. Actually, two of the old Blue Beetles. There's been three overall in the
Green
comic
Arrow.
Books. The first one actually had the power of the Scarab. And he was more like an Indiana Jones type of guy. Right? The second one is more like a Batman. You know, he was like a rich guy who fought crime with his money.
So the Blue Beetle, the Scarab, copies other people's powers.
I guess you could say that, but you see, you have to be chosen to get the power of the Scarab, and the second Blue Beetle did not get chosen, but he used the technology from the Beetle to create his weapons. So I guess it counts, huh?
Technically.
Yeah. In the comics, it's a little bit complicated. The second Blue Beetle gets killed by Maxwell Lord, and
Wonder Woman
kills Maxwell Lord.
Kicked out of the Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a little bit complicated. But we do end up with Jaime Reyes.
Who
I used to call Jaime Reyes when I was a kid because I didn't know how to say the name because I used to read it, not hear it. Because when you read it, it sounds like, you know, I would think it's Jaime.
Yeah, because Jose always has to like the line on top.
Right. Jaime doesn't have the line on top.
You used to think his name was Jaime.
Jaime. No, Jamie. Jaime.
Jaime.
No.
I used to call him James.
Okay, so...
I used to call him Jameson.
One thing I didn't like about this movie... is they...
The family was dumb?
No, no. That is also, but... they aged him up a little bit too much.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like a teenager, not an adult who just graduated.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like in high school.
Yeah.
And that, in my opinion, was what kind of ruined it for me. Sorry. Yes. Sorry.
Also, another thing.
Because if you just stick with the same storyline, you know, you didn't have to involve the whole thing of him going into getting a job. It could have just been...
Not just so you can get...
It just could have been like the thing just, you know, fell into his lap by accident. Some way. They could have came up with a different idea.
Did Ted Kord actually have a daughter?
I mean... Originally, they never really talked about it. I think they added a daughter now. I'm not sure about that.
But I have something to say.
I don't remember seeing a daughter, though.
The way that Tommy Reyes gets sick...
You called him Tommy.
It's kind of lame, I think.
In this movie, it's wrong.
You know.
Because how it's supposed to be is... This building explodes.
Yes, a building explodes. That's how it's supposed to get it.
A building always explodes.
And then it just ends up in his lap.
No, it ends up on his back and goes inside of him.
Yeah, and I think that's a little bit more epic, don't you think?
It's supposed to be
unlike him opening up a dang burger box.
Big Billy Burger.
Yeah, and the girl is doing everything.
It's supposed to be...
You know, they only added that girl because...
Caleb.
Because, you know, they wanted a love interest.
Yeah, they could have added 13.
Okay. I mean, that's a little bit too complicated, but...
I mean...
They could have had a random girl in high school or something.
Yeah.
Okay? I have something to say about...
Also,
he never had a sister.
I don't remember having a sister.
Milagro.
Maybe, I don't know. I never read the Blue Beetle comics. I just know him from when he showed up in other people's books. Yes.
Blue Beetle.
Right.
Is supposed to be having a scarab, right?
Yes.
But it's glitched.
Yes,
and
it's glitched.
Broken.
So it doesn't want to take over the world.
No. But it's supposed to still want to take over the world and kill everyone.
No, it does want to take over the world, but after. Bonding with Jaime, they learn from each other, and it starts to learn that it likes humans and humanity.
Yeah.
But, every time that I've seen Blue Beetle in cartoon form, he's been in, like, Brave and the Bold, and he's been in, like, Young Justice, right?
Yes.
The voice has always been a male voice inside of the head.
Yeah, I would say, like, why is there... Girl talking? Like,
yeah, that's, I thought that was a weird addition, but whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I like how, like, every single time that it talked, like, every single time it said hello again, it started evolving into more, like, Spanish.
Right. That was good. That was good.
That was good.
But again, that also gives up the Iron Man vibe, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like... Hola, Jaime.
And the claws from his back, that's definitely from Iron Spider.
Iron Spider.
And decreeing anything is definitely from Green Lantern.
Yeah. Well, no. Also, you got the symbiotic thing from Venom, okay?
Yes.
Like I said. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Hey, Ariana, have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.me or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. Okay, we're back, and we have a new segment we want to try on the show. What's it called?
What does the baby say?
Okay, baby. What did you think of Blue Beetle? Huh?
He's bad.
Oh, wow.
He makes the lamest weapons!
What's your favorite weapon?
Prickly sword.
What's the weapon that I don't like?
All the weapons.
Oh, boy.
And Raven.
You didn't like his car?
Yes, I do.
Of course, you love
his car, not lame. He's lame.
I did like the bug.
The bug ship.
The bug ship is cool.
I like bug ship.
Yeah. And it could, like, crawl. It could do all, like...
Like a beetle.
Yeah, and it could fart.
I have
it a farts.
Bug fart. Bug fart.
Okay, don't fart on me, kid. Okay? Now, what did you think about the bug?
The bug ship was actually pretty good.
Okay, what did you thought about all the gadgets?
Cool. It was cool.
I liked the machine gun.
Yeah, the grandma was funny. Yeah.
Nana.
Yeah, I like the hand. The hand that goes like, psh, on your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the protection thing. That's the hand sister had.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hand thing.
So, Rayan, what was your favorite Blue Beetle weapon?
The big one, sword.
I was about to say that. Like the giant sword that he made.
Yeah.
It's called the Big God Sword.
Yeah.
By the way, we don't have a video podcast, but if we can describe what Rayan is wearing today, he's wearing some Blue Beetle pajamas.
Okay. He has a blue shirt, blue pants, Blue Beetle's face on all of it. Yeah. It says Blue Beetle and has a
literally Blue Beetle.
It has a white scale, a light.
Blue Beetle's all over his junk, okay?
Has a light blue scale.
Okay, you didn't have to say that.
On his butt and everything.
Really, really, really.
And he also has a blue glasses on. Right?
And blue socks.
Also have...
What?
Don't even say it.
Yeah, blue underwear.
Shut up.
Okay.
Flash. I have DC. I have some blue on my pajamas.
Blue baby!
Blue baby.
Yeah, he's the blue baby, right? So, what are you going to give this movie a grade of?
I'd give it three thumbs up. It could be better. Could be better.
Four.
It's the best movie in the new
DC?
Yep.
So far, it's the only movie out.
I mean, the villain was kind of generic, you know.
Generic person.
I mean, it was basically like...
Next one should be The Reach.
Let's just have an evil version of the same hero. I hate when they do that.
I know, right?
The Reach.
How many...
Like Zod.
Every hero has an evil version of themselves.
Wait, does Wonder Woman? I mean, Ares doesn't really count.
I mean, I'm sure she does. She had one time, like, Artemis she was fighting or something. I don't know.
Artemis? She never fought Artemis.
No, she fought an evil version of an Amazon before.
No, she hasn't.
Yeah, she did.
No, she hasn't.
Yeah, I remember. She hasn't. On the Justice League cartoon, she did.
Oh, okay? I think she did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't give my grade. I will give it 3 thumbs up.
Yeah.
Out of 4.
It could have been better.
Okay. Yeah, it could have been better.
It was good, but, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Now, out of all the DC movies this year, we've had a lot of DC movies. Okay, we've had, like, how many DC movies?
One.
This year alone, we had Black Adam, I think.
Yeah.
That was this year.
Yeah. Feels like a long time ago. Yeah.
Yes, it feels like it's been more than a year.
Fury of the Gods.
I said that already.
Yeah. Me too. Which is like Fury of the Lamos.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Fury of the Lamos.
Which, you know,
Bowser's Fury.
Basically, if they merge Black Adam with Fury of the Gods,
it would have been the best movie.
That should have been what the movie should have been.
About, I know, right?
Right? Fury of the Gods should have been like Black Adam returning. He's the fury of the gods. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Or Fury of Black Adam. That would have been a good title.
Yeah.
Shazam, Fury of the Black Adam.
Of Black Adam, not the Black Adam.
There's only one. Anyhow, missed the opportunity there. Hopefully when they reboot it, they can get rid of all that crap. Sorry, can't say that word. And we also had, what else? What else this year? Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle. That's 3.
Oh, and The Flash.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Nobody, I even forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I just said that's a lot of movies, like, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really.
And the funny thing is, all the DC movies bombed.
Oh, wow.
Except for Blue Beetle.
I mean, Blue Beetle did okay.
Yeah.
It's still not a blockbuster, okay?
Yeah, everybody was like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see Blue Beetle. When they come back, it was like,
it was okay. Like,
It was mid.
I would say mid, yes. Now,
I'd say fully great.
So you loved it.
I'm obsessed with it.
Ariana is a little bit better than normal. I'm
the only good thing we had this year.
Yeah.
I would say out of all the DC movies, I think this is the best out of all of them so far.
It really is, though.
Flash could have been so much better.
I know, right?
If they didn't kill all those people off.
Yeah, it just needed a little touch-up here and there.
It would have been so much better.
A little added things on that movie, and it would have been perfect.
I know.
You know, they should have had the Flash from the TV show show up on that.
Yeah, so they did the opposite way.
Yeah. I don't know what they were thinking. Anyhow, this movie is supposed to be set, I guess, in the new DC universe. We don't know yet. But apparently, James Gunn, the guy in charge of DC now, said Blue Beetle will appear in future DC movies. Either in maybe the next Superman movie or in the next Justice League or something movie. I don't know. Who knows?
That's still a long time away.
Who knows? By the time he does show up, that kid who plays him is probably going to be 40. Speaking of which, we didn't even talk about the actor. It's the kid from Cobra Kai. Huh?
Yeah.
Now, I think he was okay in the movie.
But he never uses...
But again, he does not look like a 22-year-old kid. He still has a little baby face.
Did his karate.
Yeah, he did a karate move. He did a karate move.
He did multiple.
It'd have been, you know, it would have been really funny if he did the crane kick. Oh my man.
God.
That would have been perfect. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine but he kicked the water.
I'm not going to even try to attempt to say his real name.
Me neither.
I'm going to probably butcher it. Starts with X.
Yes.
I think. Yeah. But yeah, he was good. He was fine. You know, he's no Tom Holland, though.
Yeah.
Tom Holland is not better.
He can do flips and stuff. He can do his own stunts. So. Kind of.
No, he was fine. But, yeah, I don't like that they aged up.
What?
Blue Why Beetle. They should not have aged him up so much.
What I didn't like about the end was all he was doing was screaming. Was
his, yes, ah! He was kind of just screaming. Ah! Yeah. Ah! The movie sort of, like, it kind of turned into, like, the typical superhero movie. Well, this is the thing that everybody's talking about, superhero fatigue. And that's what this movie had towards the end, because it's like, We've seen this in 100 different Marvel movies.
Yeah, he was like this.
No.
It's basically the same ending as, you know, every Spider-Man movie.
I know.
Half of his, like, costume is broken off.
Yes.
We gotta show half of his face.
Of course.
You know, and then the villain always turns good in every Spider-Man movie.
Literally, right? Every single one of them.
Except for Mysterio.
Yes.
Yeah. Why does every villain for Spidey always gotta turn good? I don't get it.
Which Spidey?
Every Spidey.
Every single Spidey.
Every Spidey.
But not Green Goblin.
Yes, he did.
Oh my god.
For the last second. And then he turned evil again. But yeah, that's why I say this movie is...
The most Marvel DC movie.
Yeah, the most Marvel DC movie. So, what's next on the tent pole there for DC? Oh, yes, Aquaman.
Aquamarine.
Depending on how well Aquaman does, it could still be set before Flash in terms of timeline. But if it's a success, it might still be part of the timeline. They reshot the movie, so they took away all of the references to where it takes place or not. Okay? So, we'll find out. But right now, you know, superhero movies are not doing well. They're not doing well.
Why?
I don't know. Even the last Marvel movie has not been doing well. The Marvels. You know? Yeah. So...
I know.
Next year is going to be a lot of Spider-Man related movies. Next year, the rumor is
Madam Web.
We got Madam Web.
Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven.
A lion comes, bites, then just runs away.
Yeah, Kraven the Hunter movie. Venom 3 is coming out next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Venom. Let there be anti-Venom.
I hope there is anti-Venom or Agent Venom in that movie. That would have been cool.
Anti-Venom. Yeah.
Anything else? I think that's it. Those three movies.
That's a lot of movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Deadpool 3. You guys can't watch that.
Wait, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah. So, I guess we still got a lot of stuff to watch.
Yeah. And then the Marvels comes out on streaming?
Probably.
I wonder when.
I don't know.
Do you think it'd be in time for my birthday?
I don't know. But we got a lot of things to look forward to ourselves. We're going to have the new season of What If coming out soon. Yeah. So.
Then there's also Santa Clauses. Santa?
Yeah, we got to do a Christmas episode, so I guess we got to talk about the Santa Clauses season 2 and... Maybe some other Christmassy stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
There hasn't been much.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot coming up. You guys, you have no idea.
No.
Yeah. So, what do we say at the end of every episode, Ariana?
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Yes. And, you know, if you are listening to us on Spotify, give us a, you know, 5-star rating if you can, or, you know, leave a comment. And also on Apple, and if you're on Good Pods, also,
if you're on
good, you know, give us a good rating. Yeah. So, bye.
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 Bye.